Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 34, Transformation Led to Realization. So today I want to talk to you guys about something that has come up for me in the last week. Now, you all know I work from home, and as such, I feed myself and my kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. We typically only eat out once a week, and because of my husband's job, he only eats with us a few meals a week. So I spent a lot of time wanting to make a meal plan. I spent lots of time researching meal plans on Pinterest. Many times I would sit down and craft half of a plan or a today and tomorrow plan. Often I would scrap any plans that I had made already. I would convince myself, since it's just the kids and I, that maybe I don't even need a plan. Then the next day, I would want a plan again. I would look in the pantry and the fridge and the freezer, and I would brainstorm about what I could do with the things I already had. Then I would consider what I would need to buy if I went to the grocery store. I would want to try a new recipe to find more food we all like. Then I would spend time thinking maybe I shouldn't try anything new at all, because what would happen if the kids didn't like it? I would drive past restaurants and have to convince myself to pass them by in the hopes of being able to find something to throw together at home. And on and on and on. Just saying that out loud is overwhelming, and this is the cycle that I lived in every week, every day, for months. Then I was presented with the idea that the skill that you need to be successful at meal planning is the same skill that I have been using for over 7 years to budget my money. In both cases, you make decisions intentionally ahead of time and you create a plan to follow. Doing this relieves stress, it reduces the urge to spiral in mind drama. It lowers the amount of time and energy you need to spend in order to make decisions, as well as it frees up mental space to do other things. I was shocked. How had I never thought of it this way before? So on Saturday this past week, I looked in the pantry and the fridge and the freezer. I took stock of what I already had on hand. Then I wrote down all the days of the week on a piece of paper and just made decisions about what I was going to cook every day. I made it easier on myself by deciding that breakfast every day was going to be a choice between cereal, oatmeal, or a granola bar. Then I just picked what I was going to make for every other meal. I followed that up by making a grocery list. I went to the store and bought only what I had put on my list. Then I posted my food plan on the fridge so that there would be no question of what we were going to eat every day and every meal. And that was it. It's incredible to me how much more time I feel like I have now. How much more mental space is available to me because I have relieved the need to spin out in indecision about food all day long. This is what I've been doing with my money for over 7 years. I sit down intentionally before the month begins, and I make all the decisions about how I'm going to spend my money. I write it all down, and I make it available for reference if I need it. This way, I don't have to spend time and energy thinking about all the money choices I could be presented with every day. I know what I have and where it's going. I don't have to entertain the idea of wondering if I can afford it. If it's in the budget, I get it. If it's not, it's up for discussion during next month's budget creation session. I have built this skill in myself as it relates to my money, and I'm now borrowing this skill to create that same comfort and structure and relief that comes with having a plan as it relates to eating and feeding my family. And the realization came that this is what I am selling my clients. I am selling mental freedom. I am selling relief from the stress and pressure and drama by making decisions ahead of time. I'm selling the comfort of structure and the reassurance of having a plan. That is what I created in my life, in my financial life with my budget. That is now what I'm creating in my eating life with my meal planning. And that's what I offer to help people do every day. So what could you do with the extra space and time in your brain that you create when you plan your life by choice ahead of time? That's what I'm going to leave you with today. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.